Hello everyone and welcome to the Institute of Leadership and Management's podcast from our research series. I'm Gaynor Lewis, Head of Commercial Development at the Institute, and today, together with Kate Cooper, we will be discussing the findings of the Institute's latest research report, Leaders at Play, Game-Changing Leadership from Sport to Workplace. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Gaynor.
Kate is the Head of Research Policy and Standards at the Institute. You shape the innovative research programme which is designed to inform, inspire and impact the practice of great leadership wherever it happens. Can you tell us what inspired this research and why now?
Well, this really started from the Rio Olympics in 2016 when Team GB did so well and there was so much talk about investment in sport and how lottery funding, government funding had put this money into sport and look, we were bringing home the medals as a result. But there were some sports where there hadn't been this investment and they were still bringing home medals. So we saw this as what we call the elusive X. What is it that's going on there that makes winners? And whether, as we so often hear, you go to motivational speeches from former great elite athletes, is there really something we can transfer over that goes beyond the inspirational locker room speech? So we undertook some focus groups and we found, yes, there were things that the world of work, as it were, could learn from the world of sport.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Kate. Kate, we hear so much about resilience and mental toughness, particularly in the workplace. And I wondered what the research might have flagged around this.
Certainly one of the capabilities that were recognised as being transferable. And when we think about that, it sort of makes sense, doesn't it? That ability to come back from failure, to pick yourself up, start again, to develop that inner self-confidence and self-belief, all really important components of mental toughness and resilience. But I think we have to be mindful when we're talking about this, not to sort of locate the problem for people's failures in the individual and just say, well, if you're a bit more tough or if you're a bit more resilient, you'd be able to come back from that. In the workplace, we have to work very hard at relationships. We don't only have our own team. We have to network with colleagues in other departments. We have to work with people, customers and stakeholders. Our field, our network is much more complicated than, for example, a sports team. And of course, they have their coaches and their physios and they're used to managing those relationships. But it's not all about the individual, is it, at work? It's
Absolutely.
So much more about the people, working with the people around you.
Definitely. Thanks, Kate. What are the key attributes and capabilities then that are associated with people who undertake sporting activities?
Well, we surveyed over 1,000 people and there was a high degree of agreement about what they felt that people learnt from sport and that they were able to bring to work. Immediately teamwork, that recognition that everybody has a part to play and how, you know, that old adage, you're only as strong as your weakest link. But what we also found was this idea that people from sport really get goal setting. And I think it's a bit more than taking a second off your lap time or understanding that you have to earn X number of points or score X number of goals. It's that clarity because, of course, nobody sets out to win an Olympic medal. They set out to be a good runner or a good rower, and they get to the gold medal by incremental improvements. And you have to know what those improvements are you're looking for and to be able to measure them because, of course, that motivates and inspires. So that was an interesting one, and I think there's lessons for all of us there. And then feedback. If you don't achieve the goal or you do really well, why is that? How can we learn from an evaluation and a commentary, indeed, on our behaviour? And I think there's nowhere to hide, is there, in sport?
No.
If you lose, everyone's seen you. You're on a stage. If you come last in a race, you're last in the race.
Yeah.
So you have to know why that was. You have to look for explanations, and you would want the people around you to be able to give you honest feedback that helps you improve. Not that annihilates you or not that doesn't blame you or says you have no role in your lack of success. That honest and constructive feedback that's really important for any manager, any member of staff. What should you be doing? How are you doing it well? How could you do it better? And this is not a criticism of you, it is a commentary on your performance.
Thanks, Kate. Thinking about the context, did you find any differences between those who have never undertaken competitive sports and those who have?
Yes, we're really interested to include the views of people who don't do sport, because of course those of us who do or have a passion for it are much more likely to be look at it through rose-coloured glasses. And they were not as appreciative or didn't recognise to such a large extent as those people who have competed. Nevertheless, there was recognition, certainly around team working, that there was something that you could learn from sport and you could transfer. But they also highlighted, and I think that is important, not everybody likes sport, not everyone wants to get involved, that all sorts of hobbies, pastimes, leisure pursuits, you can learn so much from being in a choir, teamwork again, from organising volunteers, bringing people together and you're not paying them. How do you motivate and inspire them? So there's so many arenas that you can learn outside work, and you, when it comes to working with people, just bring that knowledge and understanding right into the workplace.
Taking that a little bit further, Kate, what are the sectors that are more likely to see positive associations with people who participate in competitive sporting activities?
Clear winner here was financial services.
Okay.
So definitely those people who worked in financial services were much more inclined to say, yes, I can see the transference here. Where there was less consensus was in the third sector.
Thanks for that. You've discussed this research with a number of sports people, including Chris Chesney, former Saracens and England Sevens rugby player. Did Chris recognise these transferable capabilities?
He did. He was able to talk really eloquently about all he'd learned from working, from being an elite sports person, when he actually started working in, as it happens, financial services, that so many of the experiences had in sport were being played out for him in the office environment. And I think the two that really struck home for me was when he was talking about when you dropped, when you put on the bench or you're excluded from the squad, that feeling of exclusion. And he said you could see that when people were excluded from important meetings or not invited to a client pitch. They had that same sense of despondency and rejection that he witnessed so often as a sportsman. And also, and again, around feedback, he said, you see when you're playing with people in a team how some people could do better. But you are not always the right person to give that feedback for a variety of reasons. And it's much more important that they get the feedback from someone that they accept it from, which will have the positive impact that you're looking for, than you go out there and give it yourself. So these were great lessons from Chris about managing relationships in the workplace.
Thanks, Kate. Can I just ask, in summary then, is it possible just to highlight the sort of core attributes and capabilities that came through in the research?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, teamwork, an ability to empower the people around you, to be able to set goals and give feedback on the performance, and a resilience, a coping with adversity.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kate. We are launching the report on the 17th of October, so please download your copy from our website.